Hello, and welcome back to Send Parenting Balance. My name is Katie Walker, and I talk all things parenting children with ADHD, autism, PDA, and any other associated mental health difficulties. Today's topic is how did I start home education? This is a question I get quite a lot of parents that are perhaps frustrated in mainstream education with their child that may have autism, ADHD, and/or PDA. So I thought I would talk you through what I did, why I did it, and how I went about it. So, in a nutshell, I decided to home educate after a 4-year battle of she's fine at school. We all know this phrase, she's fine at school. And of course, as a parent witnessing behaviours at home and a mental health decline in my daughter that were not supported by her school. So I decided to home educate for three primary reasons, really. Firstly, for my daughter's mental health. Secondly, because I realised that no matter how hard I fought, the school environment of senior school was never going to be able to adjust enough to meet her needs, particularly from a sensory processing disorder perspective. And thirdly, I was fed up of the parental stigma and the threatening of fines and court and the endless meetings that I had to go to prove my child was safe, but also with lots of different professionals that really had no idea about autism, ADHD, and/or PDA. I actually started preparing for home education 1 full academic year before I actually went ahead and did it. I felt timing was everything. I waited until her EHCP was complete, which of course came with educational psychologist, occupational, and speech and language assessments. I knew that to get this through home education would be more difficult. And when I home educated, I wanted to only focus on home education and my daughter's mental health, not all of the tribunal paperwork. So I had to get all of my ducks in a row, so to speak, which was an interesting process for me because I didn't even know where my ducks were on some days. And I swear one of my ducks was a pigeon. But it was really important to me to make sure I had this EHCP in place before I went ahead and home educated. She received her EHCP in a January, and so I figured that I would wait and see if the support would increase. Therefore, she would be better able to manage. Because obviously, having an EHCP in place and having all of those assessments in place, I guess it was wishful thinking on my behalf that perhaps things may change just enough to keep her in. However, it soon became apparent that this was not the case. The mainstream environment just could not move far enough for her to succeed. I was refusing to waste another year of her progress and her own self-worth and of her life. So just before the summer holidays, the very last day of term, actually, just over a year ago now, I handed in my deregistration letter. This meant that I could tell her that after the summer, she was not going back to school and that we would start home education. This, of course, meant that her anxiety could lower over the summer without worry that she would be going back to school. The autism burnout and anxiety started to lift, and she was excited to start a new chapter. While she was on roll, I'd already taken her to some home education groups in the local area to try them out and see how we felt about them. I felt that this was important because it gave her a voice, a say in what she wanted to learn, which in turn lowered her anxiety. But it also meant that she didn't need to spend the summer worried that in September, she would have lots of new people to meet and lots of new classes to attend. She already knew where the venue was, who her teacher would be, and the groups that she would be attending. Because one of my daughter's difficulties is sleep and organisation in the mornings, due to, of course, being tired and ADHD, I made sure that I only booked activities for after 11 a.m. This also meant, due to my own circumstances, that I could take my youngest son to school and completely focus on him early in the morning, and then come home and completely focus on my daughter getting her organised and ready for the day of lessons ahead. She still relied on me to wake her up, get ready, and get her bag packed and kind of body double her through her morning to lower anxiety. And so this allowed us both the time to do so without the added pressure and stress. Remember, home education for children with additional needs does not have to look like the curriculum, i.e., English, science, and maths. We were indeed working on many other aspects in life, such as getting up in the morning, getting ready, sticking to a time schedule, eating breakfast, all things that had gone out of the window when she was in autism burnout, avoiding school and staying in bed all day. We would enjoy breakfast together, so it wasn't rushed. The first term, I just signed up for 5 lessons a week in total, all in the afternoons. This was projects, forest school, art history, photography, and a dance, drama, and singing class. My daughter's creative rather than academic, and these are her special interests, so I wanted to go with something that would interest her. In the beginning, I attended all of her classes with her. That's, of course, not strange in the home education world. You'll often see many parents staying within the sessions with their children. The sessions were so much different from school. She could wear what she wanted. She could eat snacks throughout learning. She didn't need to ask to go to the toilet. She just went. She could sit on her own or sit with others. She could engage with learning for the whole hour or take breaks if and when she wanted to. Home education classes basically took away all demands on her, and she felt like her own person. The groups of children in these classes were small, around about 8 in a class, sometimes only 4. The other children were authentically unmasked and proud to be themselves, and within no time at all, my daughter fit in perfectly and was also able to unmask and not worry about what others thought of her so much. Alongside this, we also decided to do some home learning at home. We signed up to a maths and English online program named IXL.com. I don't get commission for saying that, guys. I'm just sharing. The reason I chose that package was because my daughter has ADHD and I needed short bursts of learning with quick rewards. And this program did lots of 10-minute practices. And this meant that my daughter was eager to do another and another and another because it was delivered in short, bite-sized chunks that didn't feel overwhelming. You see, if the task looks too big in the first place, she perhaps will not engage, an overwhelming feeling. We also picked up an academic topic that she wanted to look into and started researching it from home. We used BBC Bite Size for help, and this was a great program because they set out little interactive lessons with videos and quizzes about the knowledge you may have learned from watching the short videos. My daughter works well with interactive, and so this was a winner. Although she engaged well in comparison to the home education classes outside of the home, she wanted a more of the classes outside of the home rather than sitting in the kitchen with me. And this was a good sign. I'd much rather her be with peers than be with me at home. Therefore, by Christmas, we were signing up to more classes outside of the home. We managed to add in a nurture group for English and a nurture group for maths. This meant that the work set was within reach and achievable, and there was only 6 others in the group. This was amazing. My daughter thrived and her self-confidence academically skyrocketed. We kept the timetable as it was until the end of the academic year because I didn't want to overwhelm her, and quite a few tutors within the home education group were commenting just how I managed to get the approach just about right with her. Starting with her interests only and building that can-do attitude and working on mental health, and then slowly adding more in as we go, was a real winner. We've just started our second academic year of home education, and I'm pleased to report that we have managed to add in even more lessons, some of which are early in the mornings. Can you believe it? My daughter attends a different home education group with different peers and different teachers, and this means that she has to be up at 7 a.m. She loved the group so much that she takes her prescribed melatonin the night before and sets her alarm, and she's very independent in making sure that she does not feel tired for the next day, and this is really helping with her sleep disorder caused by ADHD. This is absolute progress. She's managing her own needs and succeeding at doing so. the nurture group that was so amazing that she thrived in and her self-confidence skyrocketed was because the work was set slightly lower so that my daughter was able to achieve and feel really good about herself. So it didn't feel overwhelming or that she wasn't good enough or that she was going to get tested and get it all wrong, which is a feeling you can get even amongst those children that are A-star children within a mainstream environment. It was really interesting because in conversation with me, she said that, I think I'm ready to do my GCSEs now. Clearly, because she's only in year seven, but in her head, she was so clever and she was getting it so right that she was just ready to do her GCSEs. We don't need to do the next few years. I'm ready now because I'm so great. And do you know what? I will take that self-confidence, albeit we do need to hold on for a few years before applying for GCSEs. We've also managed to add in science, which apparently is now her favourite subject. Citizenship we've added in, and also humanities. So it's pretty academic now, rather than last year where it was all just special interests. And this is where we'll stay for now. I do feel that we are at our maximum at the moment with classes. That's from a financial point of view, but also from a Emily burnout point of view. I don't want her to burn out because she's doing too much. From a financial point of view, quite a few people ask me questions on this. It really does depend on where you live and what classes you're accessing. They do vary. The home education classes vary in price, but around here, and I live down the south, it's approximately £7 per class. And another group that she only does once a week is £10 per class. Obviously, her horse riding, which we do occasionally, is much more expensive, but I see that as animal therapy because she is there for sensory reasons rather than educational or learning reasons. However, she's never done or accessed any clubs such as swimming or brownies or guides or piano or whatever these other things are that other children do. She's never had that growing up due to her anxiety and her additional needs. So I feel it's only right that she gets to access something now while she enjoys it, while she's capable, and while she still wants to. Horse riding for her gives her a sensory experience. It also offers great therapy for mental health. If your school ever offers you the opportunity to attend any horse riding therapy group, say yes, please. I highly recommend it, and I'm seeing it a lot being written into EHCPs at the moment. When I first started home education, I never knew of all these groups or even animal therapy, in fact. And so, as much as you think you may be well prepared, you may find that it's a growing adventure between you and your child. Of course, I knew of the initial groups that she attended for the first term, but the rest has grown through recommendations from other parents within these home education groups and community that I attend. My best advice for anyone considering home education is to join all of the social media pages to get a feel for what groups are running in your area and which groups you think align with your child's special interests and how much this will cost and whether it will work within your own timetable. However, while you're in these different social media groups, please don't get overwhelmed by everybody on these groups sharing their own experiences. In fact, like I have on this podcast, I hope this doesn't feel overwhelming. Home education is incredibly individual, and you don't have to have it all figured out in the beginning. How could you? You don't know how your child will respond. These social media pages can show videos on home education setups and home education rooms and home education equipment and different learning styles and different timetables and different school days. Some look like a school day being taught between 9 and 3, and others look more free flow like mine, and both are equally okay. So, how did this all affect my daughter Emily? The before picture is probably the scariest place I've ever been. And a disclosure, the story isn't all that nice. She had a hair pulling disorder due to anxiety. She had pulled the hair from the top of her head to the point where others could see bald patches. These had got infected, and due to the constant skin picking, it had scabbed over. She also had no eyelashes and slightly swollen eyelids. She didn't have any friends due to her own self-confidence, insecurities, and sensitivities due to autism and ADHD. She was also picked on a few times, which really knocked her confidence further. She loved to access the SEN department within mainstream, but she was picked on for doing so. So she had no real friends within school. Whenever she did try to go to school, she was so overwhelmed with the sensory aspects of going to school, such as crowded classrooms, unpredictable, noisy children, gangs of bigger children, and change of teacher every hour, which came with change of body behaviours to understand and a change of expectations. She was also approximately 4 years academically behind and was having daily panic attacks. The sleep disorder was horrendous. She also started using the tech service to Samaritans, claiming that she didn't want to be here anymore and was self-harming. She was really unhappy, and no matter how many meetings I had with the school, they unfortunately just weren't able to help. They also didn't have the level of understanding that I needed with a child that had severe mental health difficulties. Within just one term of home education, things started to improve. Fast forward to today, and all of those issues listed above have subsided. Her hair has now grown back, as has her eyelashes. I can't remember the last time she had a panic attack. She also has so many lovely friends. I hardly see her at the weekend. She's far too busy at events and outings, which I absolutely adore, and I am quite often taxi. I would recommend homeschooling to everybody. For those that got as lost as my daughter within the mainstream system. However, I do also appreciate that home education doesn't suit every single child and every family. My eldest, who's now 18, went through mainstream with autism with hardly any problems. My youngest, with autism and PDA, is currently in mainstream. He does have a few problems, and I'm keeping a close eye on him. I am very aware that as a single parent, in order to fully support Emily in her home education journey and be her one-to-one very occasionally now, I do need my youngest Harry in school. You see, if Harry came out of school, I could then no longer homeschool Emily to the level that I do today, or body double her when I need to. So I'm trying to get Emily through another 2 years before I consider pulling Harry out of school if necessary. However, should Harry be showing signs that he's okay, he can stay. But if he starts showing signs prior to my plan as becoming as distressed as what my daughter Will was, then I will not hesitate to pull him out and we will rethink as a team, as we always do. It is important with our children with autism, ADHD, and PDA that their mental health comes first. You see, when they leave school, school is no longer concerned for them, but we have to be concerned for them and their mental health forever. I look back now and wish that Emily hadn't got as lost as what she did, and I had pulled her sooner. One of the good things with home education is that it does give you some control in managing the autism, ADHD, and PDA interventions. It enables you to start working on a child's self-esteem, their academic achievement, their confidence, their social skills, their organisation skills, improving their own mental health without sitting on a wait list and waiting for a session with the ELSA or a 6 week intervention that may be offered within your school, which may unlikely help if they have such severe side effects like my daughter did. I guess looking back, I was hopeful that the diagnosis and the EHCP would help change supports at school. And then perhaps the interventions and the extra funding listed within the EHCP would then help even further and the school could do more. However, it was to us just another year that had passed with no school attendance and more mental health difficulties. The fact that she was home and still on roll wasn't helpful. Let me tell you why. Before I deregistered her, between that January and summer when I deregistered her, she was home but still on roll. You see, she could hear me on the phone each morning to the school explaining why again she was off school. She was aware when I went to the weekly school meetings and how stressed I was upon returning home or upset because of the parental stigma and the threatening of court. She sat at the table with me, trying to do the work that they kept sending home, but being academically 4 years behind, it was too hard. And home was home, school was school. She couldn't move past that in her mind. She was aware of the male teacher that had to come to the home every week to check on her well-being. And of course, she had to engage with him. She hated this, and it raised her anxiety massively. She was aware of the phone calls I was having with family members and or professionals explaining my frustration that she was not accessing mainstream education. I had to leave my career. How could I go to work if she was home from school? And of course, all of this she was absorbing too. All of this environmental stress she was completely aware of. Her mental health could never change when put in this environment. Something had to change, and home education made all of the above stop. I'd left my career anyway. In my mind, I had two options. It was to look after a child who had severe mental health difficulties and could no longer stand being on this earth, or use the time to take her out for lunch, attend home education classes with her, and try and build our lives again, only this time in the home education world. I chose the latter, and I would do so in a heartbeat again. Having home education in your back pocket if your child has autism, ADHD, and/or PDA, or any other associated mental health problems can be a good move. Sometimes it can be good just to start investigating what classes are in your area, what would home education look like for you if you chose to go that route, just so that you've always got a plan B. I had the plan B card in my pocket for a very long time before I used it. Don't forget, if you have any behaviour concerns linked to child autism, ADHD, and/or PDA, please do check out the brand new Breaking Barriers and Building Belief parent support course aimed at reducing meltdowns and violence, but also includes parental emotional regulation, parental well-being, child anxiety, challenging behaviours, and setting ourselves up with professionals and schools positively moving forward. You can access the course as a group session with me, Katie Walker, over 6 weeks, where we meet every week for an hour and a half as a group session via Zoom. Alternatively, if these group times do not suit you, you can access the pre-recorded sessions, so you can access the course material whenever you like. Once you've completed either the course with me or the online course where you access it in your own time, you can then move on to a weekly drop-in support session with myself and other parents and carers that have completed Breaking Barriers, Building Belief. Please do check out the details at www.sendparentingbalance.com for further details. And as always, you can find me along with many other services, some which are free, on www.sendparentingbalance.com. Don't forget to sign up to the website. It is absolutely free to stay up to date with new podcasts, new blogs, and new services that are always up and coming. And don't forget, you can now add yourself for free to the community chat group that we have at Send Parenting Balance, where you can join and chat along with myself, ask questions, but also other parents that have children with autism, ADHD, and/or PDA, all of which can be found at my website. I hope you have an amazing day and that you're kind to yourself, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Take care.